And now, a year later, Chopin was again on his way to Vienna, leaving behind him war-torn Poland. Little did he foresee that he would never return to his beloved fatherland. Chopin had arrived in Vienna full of high hopes and expectations. But this time, things were different. Other pianists had appeared in the city and won great fame. Managers remained cool towards the young Polish musician, despite his success of the year before. Chopin was depressed, lonely, and homesick. When he heard the news from Warsaw telling about the partition of Poland, he fell into deep despair. It was then that Chopin wrote his heroic, revolutionary etude, filled with a glowing spirit of rebellion against the oppressors.